pretty exciting stuff.
That's pretty cool.
We're actually recording now.
Oh, alright. Well, we have a good setup here. I mean, 85 feet away from the TV with the elliptical right in front of it. You can see all the action.
It's probably better that way for the Chargers, I would think, because I don't think they have much of a chance today.
Correct, broadcasting.
Yeah. Oh, who is it? Is it Enberg and Phil Sims? We can't tell.
No, I meant us.
Oh, God. So this is our first show in this new format, whatever it is, I guess. I don't even know what we call ourselves.
With exercise equipment in front of the TV? That's part of the new format?
No. No, not so much. No, we figured we'd test this thing out, see where it goes, and we don't even have a format of what we're going to talk about, but we figured we'd talk about some football prior to the start of the games, and of course the games have already started because we're playing Star Wars too much. Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars.
For the Nintendo Wii.
Good thing you qualified that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Los, and I don't know what to call Slant. Are we calling you Slant?
Sure, Slant's fine.
Okay. Because we want to be totally politically correct, especially working at Vanguard. not that we're working there, but if we were working at Vanguard, that's what we would do.
We'll just make sure we edit that one out before Carl decides to put it anywhere.
Right. Right. So, anyway, what are your thoughts about the playoff games? We'll start there and we can move on to other football things because I know you're a big Dolphins fan and you should be pretty excited with the prospects of a new season with Bill Parcells being the new GM of the team.
Well, I look at it this way. They really couldn't do much worse unless they went 0-16.
And it would have been a record because they would have been the first team to be undefeated one year.
And then completely winless.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And they, I think they guaranteed the number one pick in the draft by week seven, I think.
For the next 10 years?
In fact, they're already knocked out of next year's playoffs. That's how good they've been playing. But hey, I mean, you know.
Tony Sparano?
Hey, the guy, Bill Parcells thinks he's a pretty good guy. Bill Parcells has had a pretty good track record as a coach.
Well, he can't be any worse than the, Jim Bates, Dave Wanstead, Nick Saban, Cam Cameron, the coach that we've had for the last 4 years.
Yeah, they've had a little bit of a down spell since Don Shula left.
Yeah, a little bit. And Marino.
Probably more so with Marino, I guess. But no, I mean, Shula was obviously a heck of a coach. And they haven't been able...
Jimmy Johnson...
You would have thought that Mondstadt would have been pretty good, too.
No, I meant more to thought that.
Coming from the Cowboys system, he did pretty well in Dallas.
He was a really good head coach in Chicago, too.
He was not a good coach in Chicago. But there haven't been many good coaches in Chicago since Hallis.
That's true.
I mean, they had Dicka for a couple of years, and outside of that, who's been a good coach? Who's been a good coach in Chicago? I mean, for the Bears. I'm not talking the Bulls.
Right.
Or, well, Blackhawks don't even really play anymore.
Chicago Fire. Bob Bradley.
Was that...
He
Chicago
was...
Chicago Fire? What was Chicago Fire?
MLS.
Chicago Fire? I'm like, that's not the European League. Because it's the Rhine Fire.
No, it's not the European League.
Well, do you remember the first year of that World League of Professional Football?
It's Chicago, France. In case for anyone who's wondering.
No, do you remember that first year they had teams from the United States?
That's true.
Like the New York Knights, I think, New York, New Jersey Knights.
And then towards the end, it was every team was in Germany.
Yeah, the Rhine Fire and the...
Probably because they were all American players at American air bases.
Frankfurt Galaxy had a cool helmet. I liked their helmets.
What was it?
It was a swastika, yes. Yeah, somehow they let that go.
It was a galaxy that looked suspiciously like a swastika.
Not so much, no. No. So I thought it would be pretty funny to talk about, how did you get into the Dolphins? When do you remember how you did that?
I do, actually. You know, when you grow up, like you generally like the things that your father likes. You're trying to emulate your father. So my dad was a Dolphins fan. You know, I'm not sure if I ever knew why, but, you know, just growing up, seeing him root for the Dolphins, I, of course, then started rooting for the Dolphins as well.
Okay.
The thought was, you know, it's always good to have a team and one team in each league, in each conference.
Yeah, hey, that's why I like the Chargers.
That's why I got my Cleveland Indians hat on today, so I got to pick an AL team. It's certainly not going to be the Yankees.
Ugh. Did you see that story about that guy?
It's going to be the Devil Rays either. What?
Was in outside the lines today. There was some pitcher from, he pitched for the Yankees and the Minnesota Twins, and he was named in the Mitchell Report.
Oh, man.
And he apparently came out and just said he wouldn't have made it out of A-ball if he didn't take steroids.
Wow.
Which I thought was hysterical.
Who was it?
Naughton? I don't know.
I have no idea. David Naughton, who starred in The American Werewolf from London?
Yeah, I think it's the same guy.
That's the one?
Okay. No, but I think the name was like Naughton or something like that. He was on Outside of the Lines this morning.
Doesn't even ring a bell.
Can I have a beer, too?
Yes, you can.
See that? Makes me talk better. But anyway, he said he would have made it out of A-ball if he didn't take steroids.
Brandon? Wow. No, thank you.
A-ball. Because Bob Lee asked him, so do you think you would have made it to the majors? He said, I would have made it out of A-ball.
Wow.
So, and then he said he took steroids for like 3 years and noticed the effects on his body, like negative effects. Mm-hmm. So he switched over to HGH. And he said he lost, within like 3 months, he lost 10 miles off his fastball. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it got so bad that the guy that was doing the radar gun mm-hmm. was asking him if he was hurt.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that would be a case right there against why players would take HGH, but not steroids.
Yeah. I guess HGH isn't as good as steroids. I don't know.
Well, I guess it wouldn't matter, because if he wasn't good enough to make it in the first place...
Well, I mean, everyone should just do what Clemens did and just take B12 shots up the ass.
Right.
I mean, it definitely worked and
because
made his career go longer.
Because I think what most doctors prescribe is if you're going to get a vitamin shot, you get shot in the ass for it. Mm-hmm. You know, not anywhere else.
And what was that other thing he was taking?
Lidocaine.
Yeah, lidocaine is supposed to, like, numb the joints, right?
Right, that's a local anesthetic.
Right. So
he was ass hurt.
I was going to say, he basically took that because for his ass joints, his anal joints.
That's probably because of the HGH suppositories he was taking.
Yeah, I don't believe him. You know, and I liked Roger Clemens. Sure. I didn't know enough about him, but I liked him as a player because he was so dominating. And after that press conference, he just came off as a bully. And yeah. I just lost total respect for him, even if it's true that he didn't take steroids, which I can't believe that. And I did not like the fact that he said, why can't you give me the benefit of the doubt? Because, first of all, you've been in the league 20-some years, and you've been successful. And it's not even... Like Greg Maddux has been in the league for a long time, but he's a location pitcher.
Yeah.
Clemens has been using heat for 20-some years. I mean, most normal people, your arm would have fallen off by that point.
Right. I mean, look what happened to Randy Johnson.
Yeah. He just...
Like, he just died.
Black Jack McDowell was a similar guy.
Yeah,
to
arm just died.
Mm-hmm. So, for him to say that he's pissed off at everybody because they're not giving him the benefit of the doubt, something's just not right there. And what sucks for baseball is that their biggest offensive weapon of all time and one of their greatest pitchers of all time, both in the same era,
yep.
are tainted.
Yep.
Which is great.
That is good. It's always good for the sport.
Yeah, well, they sold themselves to the devil. They basically took... After coming off the lockout, they wanted to get their fans back so bad, and they realized that the one way to do it is to have these home run derbies.
Yep.
And they totally hitched their wagons to Sammy Sosa and to Mark McGwire and to Barry Bonds, and fans came out by the millions to watch all this.
And the owners inexplicably gave Bud...
Yeah, another 3-year contract extension. There was a story in the Inquirer today about that, if baseball ran the world, all the negative things that would have happened.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. They haven't, I mean, they, ever since, what was it, Bart Giamatti,
he was the last,
like, neutral guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have a true GM in baseball if it's picked by the owners. It's got to be, like, a mutual.
And, yeah. And one who, is he still an owner?
Oh, yes, well...
Or
he's still a minority owner.
He has an interest.
I think he's got a minority interest.
But he had a majority stake in
the
Brewers.
He did. He owned the Brewers.
Outright?
Yeah, he outright owned the Brewers.
Okay. I mean, I don't understand how that wasn't a conflict of interest.
Well, it's Milwaukee. They thought about this. It's not really a real baseball team.
But, you know, it's just like they have rules.
I mean, it's named after a beer.
The SEC has rules about, you know, if you take a company public and you own shares, you have restrictions as far as how many shares you can own and when you can sell them and so forth.
Baseball's totally different, though. I mean, they have that whole... aren't they protected with the monopoly clause?
Oh, do
the clause? Yeah, it's 7-3. And the Chargers are at the 10. Isn't there, like, some kind of monopoly clause? Like, they're like, the only legal monopoly in the United States, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess antitrust laws don't apply. I don't know how.
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about. But it's good that we start talking football.
I know. Well, it's kind of hard to tell what's going on just because of the
elliptical.
The elliptical.
Yeah, I actually moved it that way so we couldn't see. That I mean, I could put that little TV on and we could probably watch it better. That'd be too easy to do.
Yeah, and actually it looks like if you move the elliptical over here, it's tall enough that it would block this TV, mm-hmm. So if you want to do that.
I'll see what I can do.
That'd be a good idea.
It's a heavy elliptical. I just kind of shoved it over that way. Just kind of pushed it.
Right. So right now, the little red cup in the cup holder just hiked the ball to Phil Rivers.
Is that a touchdown? No. Is he in? So I've liked the Chargers since like around 1980, 81. Just because at that point growing up, my friends all had to be cool and like another team besides the Eagles. So Ray liked the Rams. Drew liked the Steelers. And he ended up going over and liking the Dolphins. Diverse liked the Dolphins. So I had to find a team that I liked besides the Eagles because it wasn't cool enough just to like the Eagles. Even though they went to the Super Bowl that year. But I was watching a Steelers-Chargers game. It was the year the Steelers had won the Super Bowl in 79, so it was the next year. And the Chargers beat them like 35-7. And I said, I like this team. They beat the Super Bowl champions 35-7. I love the Chargers. So immediately I got like a Dan Fouts jersey, followed Chuck Muncy and Fred Dean and all those great receivers, Charlie Joyner, Kellen Winslow, Wes Chandler.
Wes Chandler. Yes. Those were great receivers, weren't they?
Yes, they were. That was a great playoff game that one year.
Yes, that was, wasn't it?
In fact, wasn't it...
I think that was the first time I cried during a sporting event.
I threw up when the Flyers lost the cup to the Islanders. I threw up that night. I cried several times. The Eagles losing the Super Bowl against the Raiders, I cried. I was like, this is not fair. I follow the Eagles because my dad would always let me win growing up. So I was a very poor sport. So when we would play freeze tag or tag outside, I was fine until I was in, and then I quit. Once I was in, I'm like, that's it. I can't play. I was a little slower than everyone else, a little chunky, so I couldn't catch anyone. So once I was in, I was like, that's it, I'm done. And I would cry and go inside and say, this was not fair. Everyone was conspiring against me to be it.
This is not fair because I'm fatter than everyone else.
That's right. I should have like a shield. I can run around and you guys can pretend to tag me, but you guys can't actually tag me.
All right, when I'm it, you guys can run, but you have to stay within 10 feet of me.
But it was with everything. Like, we played Parcheesi and Monopoly, and, you know, if I didn't get Boardwalk, forget it.
Well, I can see how your weight would factor in the board games.
Not that. No, it was my poor sportsmanship.
Oh, okay.
So, I just assumed that because I was following the Eagles in 1980 that they were going to win. And when they didn't win, I cried. And I said, how is this possible? This is not possible. There's something... Something's fixed in the sport.
Oh, this makes sense. I'm starting to understand now. So I understand why you wouldn't let us play any other music besides the Stones and Billy Squire in college.
No, I think, I mean, that's stubborn too, but it was just because I was very close-minded in that. You have to understand, when I, growing up, up until fifth grade, the only music I ever listened to was Hino and Sesame Street. That was it. So it took me a long time. So I had that whole gamut of years where I had to catch up to everyone else.
Right.
So, you know, I got into classic rock a little late. Held on to that. I mean, prior to that, we talked about that. Where I thought Lionel Richie's All Night Long was the greatest song ever made.
I know, that was the introduction to reggae, apparently.
That was.
Your words.
I felt black at that point. I was like, my God. Irie. I don't even know what that means, but I felt that way. But then Casey and the Sunshine Band came out with... what was the song? Give It Up? And I was like...
Oh, yeah.
98 WCAU FM was my hothead station. I worship that station.
You know,
station.
I think I saw a WCAU bumper sticker somewhere the other day. I was passing a junkyard and it was on the bumper. But.
Was it right next to the Mondale Ferraro ticket?
Wally and the Beaver.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that was... So I listened to nothing but that... growing up, and I think I listened to I don't know, my parents would buy me all these little other, it wasn't just Sesame Street, but it was mostly kiddie stuff up until fifth grade,
like Nazi youth music and stuff.
Yeah, because I didn't even have a radio, I had a record player.
That's right, you told me the story how you convinced your mom to buy this Richard Pryor record for you, and then you went downstairs.
Well, I knew he was funny. You know? I knew he was funny, and then I didn't realize. That was before the whole explicit lyrics stuff. And my mom even asked me when I bought it. It was a double LP, and we were up in the Poconos, and she's like, "Are you?" And she even knew that Richard Pryor was a little dirty. And I was like, "No, this is one of his clean albums." Because at that point, up to that point, I was listening to really clean comedy, like, you know, Bill Cosby and Skip Stevenson.
Oh,
from real people.
Wow.
I thought that was the funniest record ever. I mean, I really did. I said, "This guy's great."
He is great.
He was good on Real People. Now, you have to understand, when I was growing up at this point, finding movies like They Call Me Bruce funny.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Sesame Street.
True, I'm with you on that.
So,
well, you know what? Sesame Street holds up.
That's true. No. I think I probably still have that Skip Stevenson album home. I should probably... We could do it for a Brucing to see how bad it is.
I'm sure it's not good.
So I was down my basement listening to Richard Pryor, and like the first 10 seconds in, I'm already turning the record player down going, oh my god. So I had to sit there above it like this listening. So my mom couldn't hear it upstairs. Hear all the fucks and shits. And it was hysterical, but wow. It certainly didn't get much play around the house.
Come on, what are you doing? I can't hear the phonograph.
I was happy when she was going out to like the farmer's market Saturday mornings so I could actually listen to the Richard Pryor record.
But it probably took you like 8 months to listen to the whole album.
Yeah, I think so. But I always, and with the record, it was hard to find the spot where you left
right.
off.
Right.
So that was, so this is why in college I was a little backwards with music.
A little backwards.
I had to discover all of Billy Squire, not just his hits. I had to dig deeper on that.
Yeah, the party's jumping, there's chicks all over the place. Everyone's
playing some Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Nails.
Here comes Carl, he wants to put Billy Squire on.
It was either that...
Kick out the jam, Carl!
It was either that or my Totally 80s CD. It's a two CD set. You guys usually let me do that around 2 in the morning when you wanted people to leave. Alright, Carl.
Alright, Carl, now bring
and that door would just open and people would just file out. And it was just me and like one other random person.
Alright, everyone has to go, Carl. Can you put some music on?
Sure, I'll put my Eddie Money Greatest Hits CD on.
That'll get him.
God, I thought when I heard Take Me Home Tonight, man, that was... I should put a
Eddie Money and Ronnie Spector.
I should put a CD together of just songs that I thought were great when I was a kid that suck. I mean, it'd probably be more than one CD. It'd be a box set.
That'd be like a library. Mm-hmm.
Like Opus, Live is Life. I was like, oh, God, that's great. They're German, too. They're awesome. I knew Nina 99 Lip Balloons in German and English. I was the guy.
Well, I mean, that song is still good. There's nothing wrong with that song.
There's other ones, though, that are just bad.
The Scorpions are still good, at least as far
German,
as I'm concerned.
Yeah. The Ärzte, that's another good band.
The Ärzte?
Yeah.
Einstezende Neubauten, they're still good.
Don't know who they are.
Industrial.
Yeah. I figured as much. See, I haven't gotten really into that.
Nitzer Ebb. They're not around anymore.
Rammstein?
I don't think they're around.
Rammstein? They were more heavy metal, though, right?
Yeah.
But they had that song, Du Hast.
Du Hast.
Du Hast. Du Hast mich gefragt. Du Hast mich gesagt. Yeah, but that came right up to the whole musical debate led to me burning my feet while boiling noodles.
Oh, that's... Was that what that was?
Yeah, Ben and I were arguing about...
Was that the music or Rachel?
No, it was arguing about Nine Inch Nails and the Stones.
Right.
And I was just flipping out on it. I was boiling noodles, and I had the strainer in my hand, and I had the boiling water with the noodles in it in my other hand, and I just turned around and started yelling at him. He's just standing there looking at me. And I just continued the motion... And the water onto my feet. I had socks on. And I just stopped. And he just stopped. And we both just looked at each other. And that was it. There was just silence. And then Matt starts laughing. And I couldn't move.
And the thing is, Sanf was sitting on the sofa. Sanf and I were sitting on the sofa. And all of a sudden, I had no idea. Because by that time, like, your arguments were just like background noise to me. It was just like...
It was the same old thing.
It was just like white noise.
It was the same old thing. I know it was the same.
And all of a sudden, I realized that Sanf is falling off the sofa, laughing hysterically.
Matt has stopped arguing about it and laughing now.
And I look over, I'm like, "What happened?" And you're just frozen in place. I'm like, "I burned my feet."
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So, did the Chargers score there?
I think they got a field goal. It's 7-6. they're really pushing the ball into the end zone. It's good to see Maroney scoring all these touchdowns now that the season's over for fantasy football. Yeah, it really worked out well for me. Really well. still going. So, yeah, that's still working. Yes, I heard that. That was good. Thank you. It's nice.
Is it loud?
Yes.
It is?
Okay. Yeah, it is loud. So what do you think about John Harbaugh going to the Ravens?
Oh, yeah.
I talked to Matt about it on Friday.
What does he think?
You said who?
Right.
It's like John Harbaugh, the
secondary coach.
He was the special teams coach for 9 years. I think it's hard. Everyone keeps saying that you need to hire a coordinator to be a coach, but
I don't know.
He did well with the special teams of Philly. I mean, when he came in, the Eagles had like the worst special teams.
Well,
you need a
coordinator, you know, to hire as a coach. I hope Ravens fans aren't saying that because Billick didn't work out so hot coming from the Vikings.
Yeah. Well, he's just such an ass. Billick was so full of himself, totally thought he was the best player, the best coach ever. Thought he was an offensive genius. And what did he do? The year they won the Super Bowl wasn't because of his offensive leadership.
Like, did the Ravens' offense under his tutelage were they ever ranked like in the top half of the NFL?
I think that year they won the Super Bowl. Seriously, I think they went 3 weeks without scoring an offensive touchdown.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Because their defense was just so awesome.
Yeah, and their defense was awesome.
The defense and the special teams were really good.
That was basically whoever was coaching that team before, because Bill came in right around that time.
Yes.
Now, in Minnesota, it was
Ted Marchibroda.
Was it Marchibroda?
Because they just said Harbaugh's the third head coach for the Ravens.
Okay.
So it was Marchibroda was the original head coach.
But he was more offensive minded too, wasn't he, Marchibroda?
You know, I really don't remember. You know, he was, because that was the year Testaverde threw for over 4,000 yards, I think.
Well,
and he made the Pro Bowl.
He didn't have to worry about being colorblind with that team.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what he said when he was in Tampa. He was colorblind. I said, I don't recall anyone being colorblind with the color orange.
And didn't the Hurricanes have the same colors?
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
so that made sense.
I saw that in the bowl game, though. Certainly was colorblind there, because he's colorblind with orange and blue, apparently, as opposed to the red and green that's normally
right. Makes
people colorblind.
Apparently he never noticed the symbols, the Hurricane symbol on the side of the helmet either.
That was wonderful. That was awesome watching that. That was great. I'm very excited.
I know.
So who are the Dolphins going to draft first?
I don't know.
You don't really
honestly, where do they start?
I think when you build a team, you have to build from the quarterback.
You do, but I mean, their offensive line is a wreck. I mean, a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense, I mean, I don't know how much more those guys are going to hold up.
Yeah, I don't think you can judge that defense because they were on the field
a lot. No, that's true.
Yeah. So,
in all fairness, they actually hung with some good teams early in the season, but the defense just got tired because they were all on the field constantly.
Zach Thomas, I mean, he had the concussion. He was they have to replace him anyway at this point.
I mean, who knows, right?
He's going to be another Jeremiah Trotter.
I hate to see him go just because he's been the glue that held that team together for
10 years.
I don't know how long now.
Has it been?
I don't think it's been that long. I don't think so.
Okay. Is he a Monstat guy, maybe? Maybe. I can't remember how long he's been
there. No, I think he might have been a Jimmy Johnson guy, actually.
Okay.
I don't think he's been around a while. Much longer than anyone ever would have thought.
And he's a small guy, too. And he threw his body into everything.
Yeah, but from shoulder to shoulder, he's probably like 5 feet wide.
Brick shithouse.
He played at Texas Tech.
I was going to ask that. Where's the...
Texas Tech.
Steve's calling in.
Hey, our first caller.
It's Smokin' Steve.
Hey, it's our first caller.
Hey, it's our first caller. Smokin' Steve. First caller. Yes, first caller. Smokin' Steve. Calling in. What are you calling about? Nothing. You didn't win anything. No, this is we didn't have a little sweepstakes or anything. See, he's already looking to win something. You won a big, heaping, steaming pile of nothing, Steve.
Steve, you want a Speedo.
Ooh, Steve. Brandon said you want a Speedo. Yeah. I didn't know Speedo made tents. Yeah, what's up? What's up? I'm yeah. Wasn't that funny? That's the stuff I bring to the table.
If they sewed all the Speedos in the world together.
Ouch. So anyway, Steve. Now we're at my house. Just recording and watching TV. Nice. Sure, absolutely, Steve. You had an incident with the car? This is breaking news right here. What happened? No accident. Boring. Oh, blew a rod. Wait, you were the car.
Damn, you beat me to that one.
It's too easy. Steve keeps serving him. So after you blew your rod, what happened to the car?
It was spent.
Oh, God, everyone's calling. It ruined the engine. Oh, shit.
He blew a tie rod and ruined his engine?
Wait, what kind of rod was it? Was it a tie rod? Tie?
It's part of your suspension. You shouldn't have anything to do with that.
The crankshaft broke, and then the piston broke.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was...
How long were you driving after that happened? Did it all happen immediately? Oh, that's terrible.
I think the Patriots just brought Tony Eason in.
Look at the Patriots are winning 14-6 now. So obviously you're gonna have to get a new car, I guess, right? How much is that gonna cost? Get a new engine in your car.
Probably.
How much is your car worth, Steve?
Not that much.
He's got a 99 Saturn. It's not.
Might as well just buy a new car.
Well, you could probably get one that's used or pre-owned or something.
Unless he can steal an engine from someone, another Saturn.
I think we should open up to our audience if Steve should buy a new engine. Unfortunately, we don't have an audience, so... well, you're not in a position anyway, but Vanguard's got that special with Nissan. Oh, great. Have you ever thought about maybe getting, like, a Vespa? Yes, a scooter. A Vespa scooter. Yeah, something like that. That'd be fun. They get 70 miles in a gallon.
Oh, my God, that thing would be...
It's perfect for this tummy. It really is. So strap a heater to the back of your ass. I'm just saying. I'm trying to give you options here, Steve. It was either a Vespa or a 10-speed. Although for you, it probably should be a 30-speed. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, that's terrible. Yeah, damn right, man. Damn right. All right, Smoke. I'll see you. Bye. All right, that was Steve Scalzer, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, he's funny. You know who else is funny? John A. is funny.
Yeah, what did he do?
Oh, God. Well, he's doing the same thing. Like, he was infatuated with a girl before and kind of...
His secretary?
Well, that's a new one now. So, it's the second... It's going down the same road again. So, so Ray Ray last night goes, Johnny, you're the only person I know who gets his secretary coffee. And he just followed up with three lines put together. It was like, make your own damn copies... And while you're at it, get me a cup of coffee and none of that decaf shit. Fantastic.
Do you want Queen with that?
Oh, it was funny.
Whole skim.
I think his thing is any girl that
shows an interest
or is nice to him immediately falls head over heels for her.
He's gonna marry the first girl he has sex with.
He did.
He did.
Yes,
and that worked out well.
It worked out for in Hollywood terms, it worked out well. 5 years. That's an eternity in Hollywood.
I mean, he should be lucky she didn't eat him.
Uh-oh.
She didn't eat him.
He threw it back in the ocean afterwards. Did I say that? I'm sorry. She's a little chunky. Little chunky girl. Yeah, so basically he fell for a girl that he worked with. That didn't work out because she was married. So he's fallen for a secretary who's engaged. Or was engaged. I think she broke it off. But I was like,
because
Johnny.
Of him?
Yeah, I think so. But I was like, be careful. It's a rebound thing. And I was like,
not to mention her fiance's in the military.
Yeah. And another thing is like what happens when the drugs wear out? I mean,
what happens when she recovers from her traumatic brain injury?
That's right. I love you, Dad! I love you!
I love you! We want to have babies.
So what you're saying is she was like the janitor at... Oh my God, throw another pick. Phil Rivers...
He is the real deal.
He really is.
He is the second coming of Ryan Leaf.
I was going to say, Ryan Leaf is wincing right now watching this. Even Ryan Leaf is embarrassed by this. I would have thrown that. That's ridiculous.
I never would have done that had I ever made the playoffs.
Can you say Billy Bullock time?
What did you do to your ear?
What happened?
I don't know. It's like a black mark on your ear.
It's probably from the headphones, maybe?
What?
Makes me look younger.
Oh, it doesn't make you look younger. It looks like you have a fucking carcinoma on your ear. It definitely makes you look... It's a liver spot. It makes me look younger.
Yeah, liver spots on my...
It makes me look younger.
Liver spots on my ear. No, sadly, I don't. No, sadly. Happily, I don't. Yeah, so...
Sadly, I don't have cancer.
So we can wrap this up by... Who do you think is going to make the Super Bowl? Obviously, it looks like the Patriots are going to make it, but let's say the NFC game.
You know, I don't know, man. I never thought the Giants would make it this far, but... Hell. I mean...
Which kind of... I mean, if the Eagles played Green Bay tough in the first game of the season, if the Eagles would have beaten Green Bay, would Green Bay be in this position? Because like, it was a tie score.
No, because that would have been Green Bay's third loss.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered. Because, I mean, Green Bay probably would have won that division anyway. But my question is, first of all, the Eagles, who knows if they would have gone on that losing streak.
That's true.
And would that momentum have killed Green Bay? Green Bay's momentum?
I don't know. I mean, but, like, that was a close game.
Yeah.
Did Favre even have a good game in that game?
No. No, he did not have a good game.
So I don't know if that really, like, did that really set the tone? I think
for the Eagles season it did.
You know, I think it might have...
Because that game was in Green Bay.
But I think it did for the Packers, too, because they were, what, 8-8? Or were they 6-10?
Yeah, they were 8-8 last year, but they won their last, like, games or something.
That's true.
Like that.
So they were still, you know...
So they were 3-8. They won 5 games. They start the season off going on an incredible run until they played Dallas and lost. I'm happy to see Dallas out, by the way. That was
right, and to see Teal cry.
It's
just one of the more bizarre things I've ever seen.
I've never rooted for the Giants ever. I don't think.
But last week,
and I'll tell you what, I'm not as disgusted by the Giants this year for some reason. I don't know if it's because Shockey got hurt, and I don't mind the players on that team. I like Strahan. I think he's a great. I think he's funny. He's a good guy.
He is.
So I don't know. What's that going to be opening up like a pie? This is Dr. Pepper commercials. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, that's awful. They're like drinking jelly beans and stuff like that.
They sound almost as good as the Applebee's commercials with the talking apple.
Oh, how about the McDonald's commercial with the Chicken McNuggets? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, you'll see it today at some point. Chicken McNugget time, Chicken McNugget time, ketchup and mayo, ketchup and mayo. These two white guys rapping out in front of a McDonald's talking about it's time for Chicken McNuggets, and it's just awful.
That's gold.
And it's annoying, and it stays in your head, which is even worse. It's kind of like that Suzanne Vega song. Yeah, that's the one. It just stays in your head. Ugh, awful. I just want to shoot somebody and kill them.
It's like a Platinum Blonde song.
Hey! I was surprised when Matt emailed me back with the Platinum Blonde song. I know he looked it up, obviously. There's no possible way he could remember a Platinum Blonde song.
Or anyone, really.
I know, I'm the only one.
So if you guys ever hear this, send Carl all of your CDs.
Yeah, you don't use them anymore. I think everyone's using MP3s, which is good for my, like, 1,600 CD collection there. That'd be great. There and over there. That right-hand corner's all stones.
Well, you can just convert them.
MP3s, but I still have the CDs, and I just don't like to get rid of stuff. Ask my wife.
Well, you could glue them to the wall.
I could glue them along to the wall. Yeah, one beer in. All right, I was just saying how I don't throw things away.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
That's why we have organizing weekends.
Organizing
weekends. Oh, it's just me?
What?
Is it just me that doesn't throw things away?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't throw my clothes out.
No, obviously, since that one Halloween, Kevin and I put on your leotards and ran around.
My dance recital costumes that I still have in the attic.
Oh, whoa, whoa, Merry Christmas, Sue. They're still not put together.
They probably still have my pubic hairs in them.
Ew.
I don't even want to talk about that. I remember just, like, putting all of those leotards and laying in the street.
Did you have one on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have
one. Yeah, I had a purple one on, I think. Do you have a purple one? That's nice.
What is that?
That's a Chiminea.
Oh.
Hasn't been put together yet.
Well, I mean, you're not going to use it too much right now, anyhow.
Sure you are. It's cold outside?
Not this cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
How's it better for fall?
Inga's coming over to tomorrow to start replacing the bathroom floor.
It'll be done by noon.
No, we're just going to get rid of the...
When she's done, have her come over to my house. She can finish... she can do the woodwork in the ceiling in our guest bedroom.
She probably would.
She could do it.
She probably would. So we went to...
That was a joke.
Here's another bad joke for you. You're going to love this one. So we went out to lunch the other day for our... it was our holiday luncheon for our department. So we went to Baxter's up in Malvern.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty good place. They had a special. They had some kind of quiche special. And the one lady sitting next to me is like, God, I hope this quiche is good. And I responded back, well, if it's not, it'll be the quiche of death. And everyone just gave me that look.
I can't believe you.
There was silence there, and they're like, oh, God, that hurt. That really hurt.
I can't believe you told people work about pittance.
Yeah, pittance.
Pittance?
Sue stuck her hands underneath my armpits and said, look, pittance.
It's very nice and warm.
There are some cons to that, though, I imagine.
If you can deal with the smell.
Warm and stinky.
And hairy, too.
And hairy.
Hairy
pits? Oh, yeah, sure. You don't smell.
Thank God.
You don't smell.
Thank you. Man, I wish I could stay the same.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So Smoking Steve's coming over.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool.
He had a problem with his car today. Well,
apparently he blew a rod, and then he had a problem with his car.
So what happened after you blew it? What happened to your car after you blew the rod, Steve? And then I mentioned that he should look into buying a Vespa. And I said maybe a 10-speed.
The little scooters.
The scooters.
Yeah.
My God. If he sat on that thing, that would be hilarious.
As soon as he sat on the thing, it would become a sled.
And then the 10-speed, I said, well, for you, you should probably get a 30-speed. I'm just repeating all this again so we can listen to it a second time.
A Vespa. Smoking Steve on a Vespa.
Yeah, so you think the Giants or Green Bay?
Green Bay.
I think it's going to be a repeat of the 1997 Super Bowl, Green Bay against New England. Well, the Chargers are still doing. Oh, right. Now leaving at the start of the fourth quarter. I know why he's saying that, because Chris said it takes forever to get ready.
Usually he'll just type in, Chris is still in the can.
No, Chris had just got out of the shower, and we should have been there 10 minutes ago. And he said something like, I never had these issues when I was single. I was like, yeah, but you look like Popeye. Good. When you have to explain a joke, it sucks. All my jokes. All the jokes suck.
Usually you just have to explain why you told them in the first place.
Chicken McNugget time, chicken McNugget time, ketchup and mayo. You love that commercial, don't you?
It's not Chicken McNugget time.
I don't know.
It's Chicken McNugget time.
I want my chicken.
Have either of you seen that? It's the worst commercial I've seen in a long time. It's a Kleenex commercial. It's so sappy.
No.
Like, intentionally sappy.
No.
There's this guy, I guess he's supposed to be a therapist. He has a couch.
The rapist.
The rapist for $200.
So, anyway.
It's this therapist, and he has a couch that's like on the city street, and it has really, really bad music playing in the background. All these people are coming down.
It was a Platinum Blonde.
And they're just talking. No, it wasn't that bad.
Oh.
And these people come down, and they sit with him, and and you know they just start opening up to him, and they're using Kleenex.
Oh my god, that's
so stupid.
There are pretty good. I'll tell you what, those Bud Light commercials
like
with a dude are great.
Those are fun.
They're gonna go overboard with them with the old Bud Light commercials where give me a light, a Bud Light, and the bartender will put a lamp on the table. Yeah, you know what? I ordered a fucking lamp. That's what I want to drink. I want to drink a lamp. When I say give me a light, I want to drink a lamp. You know, then they just went crazy with it. Like they put like a miner's, they put a miner's hat on there. Yeah, I want a miner's hat.
Yeah, they beat that one to death.
They really did. They just got the, like they put like a spaceship next to the one.
I think Coors, instead of these stupid silver bullet trains coming down the street, they should bring back Alex, the dog who could open the refrigerator.
Oh yeah, Alex.
Door.
Well, they had a bunch of dogs back in the day.
I don't remember that one.
The Stroh's dog.
I think Coors purchased Stroh's.
Okay.
Or someone.
But no, there was that bulldog that was really Bud Light. Remember the bulldog?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
The
he used to wear
party
sunglasses.
Dog, the party dog.
Yeah,
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So they are associating beer with dogs at some point. Like,
well, dogs like to drink beer.
They really do.
They do.
They do like to drink beer.
I remember our first dog. We were camping, and
he was the only one sober enough to drive. No, I'm just kidding.
That actually was kind of funny.
Speaking of dogs, is Steve coming?
Yeah.
Not the person.
The dog. Yes.
The dog's coming.
Ray asked about that. I was like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, I guess so. That'd be great. We haven't seen Steve in a while.
He's just big. So yeah. Anyway. The dog's drinking beer.
So our one friend kept, I guess I was probably like 10 or 11, and our one friend was feeding our dog Sam beer for a while.
Nice.
And then he went and laid underneath the dog, not the friend, laid underneath the picnic table. So we go to bed, and next morning we wake up, and our dog Sam is still passed out underneath the picnic table.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I've never seen a dog have a hangover.
He's probably like, could you keep it down a little bit?
There's famous paintings of them playing pool, so.
And poker.
And poker.
Poker, right.
Those are the ones I want. I want them in velvet.
Poker and pool, obviously they're going to drink beer.
I mean, look right great next to my Mike Schmidt picture.
That would. I think Rembrandt did one.
Dogs playing poker.
Yeah, the Master of Light.
Absolutely, I think that'd be great. I like that.
What?
Those are my types of artwork.
Oh, well,
it's either that or a Bobby Clark picture or any Rolling Stone picture.
To find you a velvet one.
He would know, and he would probably pull out a book and said, "Show me like all these different dog picture art things." Hey, you got a minute, Carl?
Oh,
yes.
I have a book on velvet paintings.
So, Carl, what are you interested in? I don't know, board games. I got a book on those. Fuck.
Oh my god.
Can you go over the different grades of sandpaper again, please?
Oh my god.
Carl, does this feel like sandpaper? No, it doesn't, Mr. Massaro. It doesn't feel like sandpaper at all.
This is an 80 grit.
That's what it was. It's like 800 grit or 600 grit or 300. I don't know.
120, 40.
Is that one of your conversations?
That was that night when poker was canceled. I stayed there for 2 hours anyway.
Over sandpaper?
Yeah, well, it was part of it was sandpaper, and he was talking about
glazing techniques.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten certain
pottery
down. Yeah,
the Rookwoods.
Yeah,
he doesn't know his glasses, right?
He knows some stuff.
He knows
enough.
American
pottery. Over. He's so, if they're worth anything.
American pottery and silver. I think he knows silver.
Silver.
Like, it
he
really
just
wasn't,
learned it like
it
in
really
the past
wasn't
couple years. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's very odd.
He is odd. You get that when he's playing cards, especially when his brother's around too. That's when the two of them get together. It's like the Wonder Twins.
It's gold. It really is gold.
It's the Wonder Twins of comedy right there.
Oh my god. That's gotta be hilarious.
We were watching
Spies Like Us.
Spies Like Us, no. Cash in the Attic.
Cash in the Attic?
Cash in the Attic.
Oh,
I love those shows.
And
HGTV.
Yeah, Christine insists, and I agree, that her father would be great on that show. Not to mention, you know, for the fact that he's a good eye for stuff.
Is that the one that's like on PBS?
Couldn't he just use the stuff
BBC
in his house and
yeah
make a fortune?
He said he didn't like the one because of, he said it's too, he said they go home 6 months in advance to each place or whatever, and they research every, all this. So it's not like they know what they're talking about. They have to do the research.
Right.
When you watch the show, it seems like they immediately know, oh, this is an antique from 1937, but
yeah,
so they know everything
Rangers
about it.
They're just like, oh, well.
Right.
But they do all their research months in advance.
Well, he would just be interesting because he's such a character.
Okay. Yeah, he really is.
Well, I mean, a lot of the people that go to auctions, I mean, you know, they're weirdos.
Are interesting. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the last year we were up in the Poconos at their house, and we went to an auction where and usually an auction they'll have like something featured. So that day it was Nazi war memorabilia. Now, that's a strange bunch of people that collect that stuff. Because it's not like I bought this flag, I'm going to hang it out front.
It's Jewish people.
Right. Jewish people collect that stuff.
Yes.
Sorry, I guess they probably don't.
No, they really don't. I'm sure they have enough memories.
My parents
it's
are.
Cool stuff to look at, but it's like, do you want to own all this stuff? Well, you could have just whatever.
Some of that's pretty cool to own, the gold stuff is
Tata Werner's
cool.
Tata basement. Werner? Tata Annie and Uncle Werner's basement.
Tata Elfrieda and Uncle Werner.
Elfrieda.
Yeah, it looked like a lodge. Oh. Downstairs, it looked like you were in the woods.
Oh, no, it looked like a 1970s disco with Nazi nice. Paraphernalia.
No, there wasn't any Nazi paraphernalia. No, there was some German stuff.
German.
It wasn't Nazi. There wasn't anything. There weren't any twisted crosses all around the place. There's a Hitler self portrait up there and stuff like that. No, nothing like that.
Mein Kampf and Shadow Box.
Hey, it's 14-9.
No,
I was making a game out of it.
No, Hakenkreuz.
No Hakenkreuz.
That's good.
No, but they had these old German soldier pictures in like velvet.
In velvet?
Something like that, yeah. It was nice.
That's weird.
That was upstairs in the bedroom. It used to be in the basement. But it was upstairs in the bedroom.
I wonder if it was like a faithful reproduction of the Wolf Shots, which was Hitler's Prussian retreat.
Okay. You know way too much about this. I looked slip on. You could have said anything. Has said that something about Hitler's ass. I would be like, yeah, it's probably true. Brandon probably knows about that.
It looks just like Hitler's Sitz Pinkel.
His vagina.
Effectively a velvet soldier.
A velvet soldier. Sure. All right, well, we've gone close to 15 minutes. I think that's probably enough for the first one. We'll probably do something a little more formatted next time. I think one of our ideas would be to talking about Brucing, which we briefly mentioned in an old Lewis and Smoke episode, but we're probably going
to... Actually, you should set it up to record us as we're playing video games.
We could do that, too.
That would be fun.
Boy, that would be fun.
Yeah, that's a blast.
All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Probably not. Good.